For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
Anthony, you're not only a star of stage and screen, but now of Facebook Live.
Facebook Live. WBFO did live streaming of the Artie Award nominations.
And you were there?
With Charmaine Chi and Amy Jekyll. It's only the second broadcast they've done. And within just a couple of hours, we had 1,500 hits on it and tons of shares. It went crazy.
If anyone missed it, go to the WBFO website. It's right there. You can click on it. It takes about 15 minutes, and you walk your way through the Artie nominations.
You do.
When they're at WBFO.org, if they just scroll down a little bit, they can also read the nominations at their leisure.
That's right. Commit them to memory.
So, any trends? Well, we noticed one trend. Directors. 50% of the population is women, and 50% of the nominations.
Yes, more women among the directors. It was a very strong year for the Paul Robeson Theater, having a dominant presence in many categories. It had a very strong season. A lot of young people. Certainly an encouraging trend. But I thought it was a good year, with nominations spread far and wide. You always look and you say, oh, you know, well, this little gem over here, not. But it's fun to see, because the Artie nominations do give us a snapshot of the season. There were many additional things that were wonderful, but these are among the wonderful things that happen in a season, and it helps you get a sense of where we are.
Now, one pair of categories that might be confusing to some folks are outstanding production of a musical and outstanding ensemble of a musical, or outstanding production of a play and outstanding ensemble of a play. So, what does that mean, ensemble?
Well, you're referring to the cast. You're referring to the way in which the cast worked together toward a unified production. So an outstanding ensemble is typically a smaller cast where the actors are heavily dependent upon each other, where no one person might necessarily emerge as the lead. And so in talking about the ensemble, we are simply talking about the acting group, the acting ensemble, as opposed to the overall production of the musical, where we're looking for the unified gesture of the whole piece.
And I think that would make sense to anyone who's seen, well, for example, Once. I mean, there are a couple of leads, but as far as everyone else, it's just a swirl of bodies all moving in and out, singing, acting, to bring it all together.
Right, and not unusual in the winning ensembles, where there might have been some doubling of characters. That's not unusual either, though not a requirement.
Well, I also liked the little blurb that you gave to the Artie Committee concerning outstanding choreography. I thought that was clever.
What did I say?
Where you said, it's not the amount of dancing that makes a difference here.
I said
it's whether the dancing actually moves the story forward.
Right, right. In the past, I sometimes got a sense that some people felt compelled to vote for most choreography. Well, they just don't stop moving, and that must be the best one. That's not the essence of choreography. In fact, that can be the worst choreography. Sometimes less is more. And so looking for choreography which is appropriate to the dramatic situation, which is appropriate to characters, and which is appropriate to the performers who are called upon to dance it. Sometimes we've seen choreography that would just be perfect for the choreographer, but the people having to stumble through it, not so much. A good choreographer will match the dancing to the talents of the dancers at hand.
So the Artie Award nominations announced on WBFO's Facebook Live. People can go see that again. But this is all leading towards the actual Artie Awards on Monday night, June 4th.
Right. And there's a lot going up to that, because within minutes of nominations being announced, and no one had known them before they're announced, but suddenly a whole bunches of people need to know them. The people doing the webpage for WBFO, Spree Magazine, which is doing the program. Not only that, but we also only have minutes to determine the inevitable spelling errors. Little details about red carpet. Will there be a shoe cam? Will there be a step and repeat? What logo do we use? Should the date be on it? Should the date not be on it? Lots and lots of logistics with which WBFO, as the presenter, is helping. Shays Buffalo, Robert Brunschett, Michael Murphy, 710 Main Theater, Doug Wyand, doing tons of logistics for this. Help, will there be a shoe cam? I'm told there might be a shoe cam. I didn't even know what that was.
Well, there has to be a shoe cam.
You know about this,
yes.
I take it. Yeah, yeah. A lot of logistics at this point. And yet, the new season is already up and running.
You're right about that. And as a matter of fact, we should probably mention an opening tonight.
Right. La Lupe, My Life, My Destiny, played by Carmen Rivera, presented by Rieses Theater Company, directed by Victoria Perez, and they're in the Manny Fried Playhouse in the Great Arrow Building. Do you remember La Lupe?
I do not.
I have the vaguest memories of this woman over-emoting while singing, this Cuban expat singing as if no one was looking. Just, you know, a rather unhinged, not that long a career, but quite a talk show phenomenon in the way of Charo or Zsa Zsa Gabor during that period of time. Died at the age of 52 in near poverty, and so this is the story of her life. It had done well in New York, and they're doing it here.
For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.